This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Keldon Swice admits that reaching your secular friends with the gospel is difficult, but there are things we can do to be more effective. He and I have worked together at the International Society of Christian Apologetics, so I was excited to see many commentators like Ed Stetzer and Eric Metaxas quoting him. Keldon says we make a mistake when we ignore the trends and zeitgeist of the times, and we make grave mistakes when we try to stereotype people into this or that category. Sometimes the best starting point is to ask a question. When someone tells him that they don't believe in God, he asks, "What God do you not believe in?" He says that 9 times out of 10, it is usually a God that we Christians don't believe in. He has 3 principles we should adopt so that we can be more effective in reaching our secular friends. First, we must engage. He says we should sit at the table where we have the attention of your secular friends. Connect with them by getting involved with Apple computers, with Congress, or with sports. We'll be more effective if we sit at the table where most decisions are made by government, culture, media, and education. Second, we must inquire. That means we need to turn the table to listening and asking good questions. The Bible admonishes us to let your speech always be gracious and seasoned with salt. He tells of a student who told him that he did not believe in anything that is not physical. Khaldun asked him if his idea was physical. After all, not believing in anything that is non-physical is a non-physical idea. Third, we should edify. That means we should reach across the table and learn to love people redemptively. The gospel is ultimately about relationships, and we can demonstrate the truth of the gospel through love. These principles will help you be more effective in reaching your secular friends. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.